The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
Can you go back to a moment in your life where Our Lady called you? Because it's obvious that you have this vocation to tell the world, hey, she's here, she's always been here, and if you ask her to do things, she does them for you. She is truly Our Lady, our Queen, our Sovereign. Can you think, was there a moment that this occurred?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't have a real moment. I mean, I think I look back at my, certainly doing Marian consecration back when I was in college, was a really transforming moment. But, you know, quite honestly, I've been one of those people, and I think there's a lot of women that feel this way, that I just didn't get her. I really wanted to love her, and I wanted to have this emotional connection with her, and I was fascinated by Lourdes and Fatima, and I said, you know, I was very devoted to the rosary, but this emotional connection was not there. And I finally realized the big thing is I didn't understand her. I didn't understand the virtues that she espoused, like what is meekness. Who gets that? Like, nobody's meek anymore. And I didn't really even understand what it was as a virtue. Of course, you know, meekness is not a doormat. It's an incredible power and capacity that we have to control our own emotions and the way that we want to act. Anyway, so I think that, you know, humility is another thing. Just that notion of surrender is so foreign to the kind of education that I got and that so many of us got. I think that's really why I've dug into this. Like, I want that connection, but I don't know how to get there. And so, you know, coming to that sense, like even I remember years ago just deciding that I needed to start listening to the way that men spoke about women and just paying attention to like what works. I mean, I wanted to get married and I had all these failed relationships and they kept marrying school teachers. And I thought, what's going on? You know, I'm doing everything the magazines tell me to do in terms of I'm ambitious, I'm outspoken, you know, and of course only to realize that this is the worst thing I could do. You know, I mean, I remember the day very clearly when I overheard someone talking about another woman who was sweet and I thought, I don't even know what that is. What does that mean to be sweet? And so anyway, there was a big transformation that I know Our Lady was orchestrating in my own life, just to understand that. And it's actually been really fun. I've spent a lot of time looking back at different, you know, poetry and music and, you know, all the things, all the ways that you can hear the way men speak about women, but women aren't supposed to be listening, really. And what comes out is very clear that, you know, this tenderness is incredibly important, and sweetness and goodness and self-gift. I mean, all of these kinds of things, I think, are, you know, really taboo, bad words to be saying at this point. But that's the truth of it, and this is why women are so unhappy, is because we keep being told that these are the things that will make us unhappy, but in fact, they really are the key to happiness.
Carrie Gress, author of The Marian Option and Children's Consecration for Mary, or to Mary, is on our dudette maker hotline here. Carrie, you know, you told me once upon a time, oh, I'm going to be interviewed by Mike. I better bring a piece of a pad of paper and a pencil.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready for notes.
Well, I want to tell you, I just want to share something with you. I'm reading the most magnificent book that I think your husband and your boys, as they get older, would love to read. And I'm trying to be the apostle for this book. It's written by Father William Slattery. It's called Heroism and Genius. How Catholic priests help build and can help rebuild Western civilization. In the end of the book, one of the last three chapters, the penultimate chapter is Clandestine Revolutionaries of Romanticism. And this is where Father gets his Marian option on. And he tells the story about how if any women out there think that, well, we'd be so much better off if Christianity never happened, we could go back to being pagans and being loved and admired for who we really are and what have you. That is not how women lived in the pagan world. Slattery destroys this argument, but he destroys it through the example of Our Lady. I just want to read you a quick passage from it. The fourth thing that the Catholic Church, now in the early days, you know, people say, well, you guys just made, you Protestants accused of making Marian worship up in the 16th century as an answer to Luther. That's just the biggest crock of stinking, you know what, that has ever been fabricated. Marian devotion was around with the apostles. They were there when she died. They were at her bedside. They attended her funeral. They put her in a sepulcher.
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to crusadechannel.com, click the Join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth from radio-sized speakers.